his firm while Henry was still at university. Their sister Rosamond chose to run Rosings, the family estate. By the time Henry had joined them, the firm had already built a reputation as the architects to go to for renovations of historic but crumbling estates. Henry had hoped to bring a fresher perspective to their family firm, combining the modern with the historic, following the likes of Zaha Hadid, Daniel Leibskin, and David Closes. Rather than focusing solely on renovating houses back to what they'd been, Henry wanted to take on projects that envisioned what the old estates could be. His father had shown some interest in the idea, but had died suddenly 6 months ago. Since then, Marcus and Henry had often butted heads over the future of the firm, with Marcus firmly on the side of preserving his father's vision. Henry had taken the proposal to Marcus when Will had first presented him with the Coral Monarch idea, and he'd brought it up again 2 days ago before leaving London. Marcus hadn't given him a yes, but he hadn't said no either. Why would he? The Coral Monarch wasn't nearly as old as the projects they were used to working on, but they'd have to work around the sorts of historical guidelines and restrictions required by Charleston County that they were already familiar with in England. It would actually be an easier project than they were used to, and it would give them the opportunity to expand internationally. There was no reason not to be excited about the project. So why was he so nervous to call Marcus and get the go-ahead to start planning? Henry tugged at the front door of the property and nearly toppled over backwards as its bottom hinges gave way. He let go of the knob, and the door swung precariously to its side on its top hinges.
"Best go in through a window,"
he called over his shoulder before ducking in through the door. Particles of dust danced in the light, streaming through what was left of the ceiling. Tiny rainbows shivered in the sun's rays, refracting on the damaged walls. His eyes followed the source of the rainbows to the small chandelier that lay in the middle of the entryway, its crystals spread haphazardly across the floor. He made a mental note that whatever light they had in the entrance needed to be more natural than breakable. Will stepped through a large window, his hard hat scraping against the lone shard of glass still hanging in the empty pane.
"What do you see, Spence?"
he asked, then, as if reading Henry's mind, added,
"A big open foyer that could somehow be closed off in cooler weather?"
An open foyer would certainly provide natural light.
"Definitely a possibility,"
Henry answered. His phone rang, but when he saw it was Marcus, he let it go to message. He'd rather talk privately over the specifics of Spencer and Sons signing on as architects, particularly since he'd already assured Will and Theo the firm was excited to take on the project. Excited may have been a poor choice of words. A bead of sweat dripped down Henry's back. He pulled at his collar. But the breeze he hoped to cool him came in a hot burst.
"Give it a try in the plans you've been working on, and let me see how it looks,"
Will said as he helped Peyton walk over some loose floorboards. The way she gripped his hand while leaping over the broken planks was quite tender. But the planks reminded Henry of what lay ahead. He had to create something from the wreckage around them that would please both his brother and his friends. His friends would be easy enough, but pleasing Marcus was a task that even Sir Christopher Wren himself couldn't do. He'd pointed out the flaws of St. Paul's to Henry on a number of occasions. Will had asked Henry for a peek at the plans more than once, sometimes hinting that he suspected Henry wasn't working on them, which he was, technically. He had a million ideas floating around his head, but they had to remain there until he got his brother's approval to move forward. They were a team, after all.